Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is 31st Phil Fourth headquarters.
Go ahead, DJ.
Okay. This is the chaplain speaking. I'm going to open up in quick prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this time together, for us to come together in like minds and share information and ideas and honor you, Father God. So good evening, men and women patriots. I'd like to introduce to you right now Commander Hunt of California Militia, 31st Field Forces. Sir, take it away.
Good evening, DJ. It's been one heck of a situation getting us back on the air, but we finally did it. I don't know what was going on there for the last 2 days. But we got several news clips before we go to our main program. Lately in the news, all over the web, and this has been confirmed by military documentation, that there's going to be a very large special forces, special operations exercising covering 10 states, including over 30,000 troops involving the 82nd Airborne. You can go to the State Command website and see the documentation there. And obviously there's documentation on other sites as well. In other news, the U.S. military through NATO has been playing basically chicken with Ukraine and the Russians, conducting war games with the Russians being the aggressors. Putin sent about a week ago 30,000 troops to the Arctic Circle. And there's all kinds of news stories related to that and documentation. You just got to know where to find it. That brings us now to our next segment. Tonight we have a very informative program, what is going on in northern Iraq and Syria. Most people think that the fighting taking place in Iraq is only taking place in southern Iraq. Well, I'm here to tell you that based on my information, talking with veterans, talking with various other people, this conflict that was supposed to be a local conflict has turned into a regional conflict covering many countries in the Middle East. In particular, northern Iraq and southern Syria. Take it away, DJ.
Well, I heard where what they refer to as ISIS is combining forces with Hezbollah and with the one down in North Africa, and the three of them are supposed to be getting together and coordinating their efforts. And one thing I do know, it's a law of nature that for every force, there's a equal and opposite opposing force. It's just that the people that are trying to stand up for good and for what's right aren't getting the press, you know. So it's hard for everybody to know, you know, who they should back, you know. If they're only telling you one pony in the race, well, that's the only choice you think you have, when there's like seven horses racing. Anyway, also, you've been in contact with Tony talking about American Eagle. Did you want to speak about that tonight?
Yes, American Eagle Association was formed several months ago, and I had to go into my email. Anyways, it was formed with a former Army captain, or rather a Marine captain, that decided he didn't like what he saw in northern Iraq. and basically what's going on in northern Iraq. You've got the Assyrian and Coptic Christians and other minorities that are being liquidated by what everybody has heard of as far as ISIS. ISIS is not the correct name. There is no Islamic State. ISIS is a name that somebody pulled out of the hat. Their correct name is Danish. And so henceforward, during this radio program, I will refer to ISIS as Danish, because that is their correct name. And in the literal Arabic tongue, it literally means piece of garbage terrorist. And so what's going on in northern Iraq, you've had 1,300,000 Christians that are indigenous to the region. Danish has killed over 1 million Christians, blown up or burned down churches, monasteries, anything that is connected to Christianity, destroying priceless artifacts. Basically, what they're doing is they're trying to get rid of Christianity as if it never existed in that region. So what they're doing is they're conducting economic, religious, and ethnic genocide.
Sure.
You have any questions, DJ?
No, but I do have a statement. What the radical Islamists are doing goes right along with the New World Order, the Agenda 21, because basically Agenda 21 wants to wipe out 6.5 billion people off the face of the earth and only leave, 500 million, which would encompass the 146 families of the global elite, the Bilderberg and Red Pope, Black Pope, Skull and Bones,
right.
All of the members of the secret societies, and then the rest of the people would be the people that would supply them with what they wanted to have, the craftsmen to produce their Gucci bags and shoes and to run the resorts and stuff. And so basically they just they spread this through the EPA, they spread this bogus thing about there's too many people and we're causing too much carbon dioxide and messing up the weather, so they're going to kill us. So
right.
It goes
along. Let's focus back on task because we have a lot of ground to cover. Basically, American Eagle was started by a gentleman by the name of Lawrence Hebron, who is a former tank commander and constitutional patriot. And his idea was to put together foreign fighters to fight alongside the Kurds as well as a group called the Dawikna Shah. Dawikna Shah in the Arabic language means sacrificers. And these are the Iraqi militia, the Iraqi Christian militia, I should say, that are defending five of their towns that are left. And pretty much what Dawikna Shah is doing is they're providing services like what a Marine security force would provide, escorting women and children back and forth to school, back and forth to work, and so forth and so forth. And any towns that they take back, they have to go in and clear those towns before the townspeople are allowed back in. Tony Berg had made contact with me, and he is a gentleman with American Eagle Association. And we had discussed the problem over in northern Iraq because the fact is 1 million Christians have been put to death. And so I came up with the idea of bringing the American Volunteer Group that everybody knew of that existed during World War II, well, we would bring it back in the form of a logistical system that would help provide information awareness to the situation in northern Iraq and southern Syria and other locations, and also try and provide monies, any kind of logistical support that we could send, because we do have American volunteers that are unpaid fighting alongside Dawit and Shah. We have some fighting with Kurds. Interesting thing, in the last 6 hours, 12 hours, the White House, or the powers that be, has put out information that foreign fighters are no longer allowed to go to Iraq, per se. Let me read the exact information that I have received, if I can get a hold of it. They are requesting from the Peshmerga, which is the Kurds, they were told not to allow foreign fighters into their ranks. Now, understand, it is not illegal for American citizens to fight a foreign army that are not considered an enemy of the United States. But here again, we have the policy failure of the United States government over the last year and a half and longer. This is the grassroots answer to basically supporting the indigenous people on the ground that are fighting tooth and nail group known as ISIS or what the heck did I call them? Danish. With Dawit and Shah, Dawit and Shah is getting no support whatsoever. They're about ready to be overrun in many areas. This effort that is being put together by United States citizens, and it's not just by United States citizens. There's French involved. There's German citizens involved from those countries. There are seven nations that are sending foreign volunteers in to fight against ISIS. Now, I've had reports that Dawit and Shah has come in contact and fought against ISIS, otherwise known as Danish. Yeah, that is a real hard word to remember. But Danish has come in contact and fought against Dawit and Shah, and I've been told, but we have no confirmation, that American volunteers have fought against American Danish. We have not been able to confirm that yet, but there certainly is. Danish has been very, very successful in recruiting foreign fighters around the world, where the good guys have been less successful. Where did Dawit and Shah come from? Well, Dawit and Shah used to be part of the Pergama, or the Kurdish rebellion. They came out of that because they felt the Kurds were not did not have their best interests in mind in protecting the Christian-held cities. So Dawit and Shah basically said, okay, you guys, we like you, you're our friends, you guys go do what you want to do, and we're going to defend these particular cities. They have remained allies, they've remained in communication with each other, and so forth and so forth. Dawit and Shah came into being probably about 6 or 8 months ago in a response to I'm sorry. Help me out here, DJ.
Well, I'm not watching the same notes as you, so it's kind of difficult.
Basically, I believe it's Dinesh. I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyways, that's the situation on the ground. They came together to defend against these bloodthirsty Islamic terrorists to defend their cities. And last time I'd heard, they were short on ammunition. They were short on equipment. And they're down to throwing the kitchen sink at them. I did get a report that they did make it through their ammunition shortage. But these people are in need of help. These are our brothers and sisters. The Dweek Nashad, make no mistake about it, these are Assyrian Coptic Christians that are being persecuted to the degree that the Jews were being persecuted during World War II. And if the churches in America do not step up to the plate, they're going to answer for their lack of ability to step up to the plate.
Okay,
this is
I'd like
beyond.
To jump in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, you hear a lot of ministers and pastors and preachers and priests and all this talking about, well, this is just a sign that Jesus is going to come back soon, so all we got to do is kick back and wait for the Lord. That's not what we're supposed to do. The Bible, all throughout, from beginning to end, is all about not only our personal fight against evil, but for us to resist evil everywhere in every form. Now, when you stub your toe, you get a message of the pain in your brain. So the Lord knows when the Coptic Christians are being slaughtered, and he also knows when the American Christians are sitting on their butts and watching sports and drinking beer and getting fat. Okay, so don't tell me that when you take your last breath in this body and you enter into the spiritual realm, he's not going to know that you sat there and let these Coptic Christians be slaughtered like sheep. He will know,
exactly,
and he will call
exactly.
you to answer for what you did to help the rest of the body of Christ. The body of Christ is everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Everyone.
Okay.
Whether they're in
right.
Pittsburgh or in the Middle East. Go
right.
ahead.
Well, most of the goals of the foreign volunteers that are fighting alongside the Kurds or the Dweek Nashad, their goal is the ones that are fighting with Dweek Nashad are there to defend those particular cities. They're not there to fight against the Iraqi military or the Iranian military or take ground or any of that. This is a unique situation in that, you know, this is all about self-defense. And most of the fighters from around the world in the seven different countries that are responding, take, for example, Australia. Australia has a law that says it is illegal for an Australian to fight in a foreign war, a citizen, rather. Well, do you know that the foreign fighters outnumber, the Australian foreign fighters outnumber the American volunteers that have actually come in? And from what I understand, the Australian government is about ready to step up to the plate and provide support to not only the Kurds, but potentially Dweek Nashad. And the reason I know this is because the general in charge of Dweek Nashad is negotiating with the Australian government right now as we speak, where that was in reference to my conversation that I had with Mr. Berg, with the American Eagle Association. And let me give you the website to that organization. If I can find it. And, it is www AEA4USA.com. You can click on there, learn more details, come on to Facebook, go to American Volunteer Group Foreign Fighters, find out what's going on in Northern Iraq, find out how you can volunteer if that's your calling, or find out how you can volunteer on the home front without having to leave the United States. And anyways, I believe, DJ, this is almost the end of our program. We've got about 30 seconds left.
Okay. So you want me to pray us out?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for this time that we've had to inform our brothers and sisters of the plight of our other brothers and sisters. And we pray, Father God, that you would raise up Christian soldiers, not only from the United States, but from around the planet, to go and come to the aid of our brothers and sisters there. I know if it breaks my heart to see the suffering that the men, women, and children are going through in the Middle East, that it must just tear you up. So please, Father God, draw the fighters unto you, prepare them for battle, and send them there to defend the other parts of your body, the followers of Jesus Christ. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.